That's Bobby G. Rice on WRCO Radio, and you make it so easy. WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 63 degrees after just over 6/10 of an inch of rain last night, and the time is 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 46 days to Election Day to determine the 47th president, and early voting begins today in Minnesota, Virginia, and South Dakota. ABC's Mary Bruce has more on what the candidates are doing. Vice President Kamala Harris travels to Georgia to discuss abortion.
And the very real consequences of what she calls Trump's abortion bans. She then finishes the day in battleground Wisconsin. Trump is off the trail today, but back out in North Carolina tomorrow.
And the playing field in North Carolina thrown into turmoil by a CNN report that Republican candidate for Governor Mark Robinson, under a username he frequently used online, made several inflammatory comments on a message board of a pornography website over a decade ago. ABC's not been able to verify the reporting. Robinson said he won't be forced out of the race by salacious tabloid lies. A judge in rural Letcher County, Kentucky, shot and killed in his chambers. Authorities have charged the local sheriff with first-degree murder. This is ABC News. Venezuela's president rejecting Europe's vote that said the country's opposition leader actually won the national election this summer.
De Guaido, parte uno.
President Maduro mocking the non-binding European vote as akin to their backing a few years ago of the failed Western hopeful Juan Guaido. The vote in the European Parliament, 309 votes in favor of recognizing Edmundo Gonzalez as the Venezuelan president, against 201 opposed. Maduro characterized the EU vote as a clumsy, cowardly move made by individuals bereft of morals. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The U.S. also recognizing Maduro's opponent as the winner. Nearly 138,000 platform beds are under recall across the U.S. and Canada. Regulators say Lucid beds can sag, break, or collapse during use. It's happened 245 times in the U.S. so far. They're sold at Amazon and Walmart. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
We want to make you aware of today's word, this hour's word, that can get you in the contest. Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest, a statewide event from Civic Media. This hour's word to text is Bill, B-I-L-L, Bill. There you go. Text that word and get in on the contest. You could be the winner of some cash or some gold or some tickets for the Green and Gold. Again, download the Civic Media app. If you have not done so, find your station, WRCO, and text the word Bill this hour.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
English Prairie Distilling is located in Uptown Muscadet at 124 North Wisconsin Avenue. They are creating and procuring a unique blend of craft spirits that reflect the Driftless region and the people in it. Our tasting room is a testament to craft cocktails. Our mixologists have a stable of amazing standard drinks, and every week we offer unique mixtures that will have you saying, "I'd like another." If you're looking for a special night out for your birthday, anniversary, special gatherings, or you're just touring the Driftless area, you've found your spot. Come to English Prairie Distilling Company in Muscadet and be ready for a treat.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today, a high of 84 with some clouds early. It looks like tonight, mostly clear, 55. 85 for a high Saturday with a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm toward evening. Showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday night. And Sunday, 69 with a 40% chance of showers. Also near 70 on Monday. Low 70s to mid 70s Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. Well, the showers and thunderstorms rolled in. A little bit heavier toward the western part of the state. Here at the WRCO studios, some thunder and lightning and a thunderstorm last night that produced just over 6/10 of an inch of rain. Right now in Richland Center, we're up 1 degree from the overnight low, which is 63 degrees.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? We say it, then the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? 'Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line?
That's Chris Stapleton and a white horse on WRCO Radio. Coming in on a sawhorse is old Hank Bray. He'll be in just a little bit, and we'll have regular features along the way and chances to win later on in the day as well, and fresh from the country. And we'll have some friends visit us in the morning show studios later on as well as we head toward the weekend. It's so many things going on this weekend, which is great. Awesome. Viola getting ready for the Horse and Colt show, and I may have lied a little bit. I promised them, you know, good weather both days, and you know, it's going to be all right. Certainly today and tonight, there is that chance of rain on Saturday night, though. So I may have lied, but again, I'm just a messenger. I did the best I could, trying to lie and change the forecast, but didn't. Let's see. Oh yes, wanted to mention too that today is Buddy Poppy Day. Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 and its auxiliary will be at the two local Quick Trips, Walmart, Richland Family Restaurant, and the Richland County Bank Lobby today. All donations for the Buddy Poppy Drive are utilized for veterans' unmet needs funding. So there you go. Some notes on today. Wear that poppy proudly if you get a donation today. Here's Eric Church.
Beer don't keep, love's not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it. Something to some of it. Girls like to laugh, tears don't last, and scared's what praying's for. If it's close, swing the bat, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold it close, did a breaks go for broke? Be the first to reach for a hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it. Something to summon. When you can't take it slow, cause time sure won't, rhythm makes you a man. Being true to her till your glass runs out the same. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something.
Eric Church on WRCO, WRCE, the only stations in the world that can give you somebody the caliber of Henry Bray. Excitement is in the air at the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show, Friday and Saturday. This announcement, encouraging you to attend, is sponsored by Ash Creek Plumbing and Heating, Homesteader Store, Quail Run, Dunkin' Donuts, and Richards Insurance. Horse Pulls, Delicious Food, and the Tradesman Band Saturday night. Make it a weekend to remember in Viola.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Can your air conditioner keep up with the heat of summer? If your AC unit is showing signs of wear, such as strange noises, condensation, and poor airflow, it may be time to repair or replace your AC. This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. Whether your AC unit needs fixed or it's time to invest in a new central air conditioning system, our HVAC technicians are here to help keep you cool. We partner with Armstrong Air to bring you the best, most efficient air conditioning systems for your budget. Armstrong Air is designed to last and give you peace of mind. Armstrong Air remains the professional's choice. No ductwork, no problem. A mini split is designed to improve the comfort level in an uncomfortable hot or cold room. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. 647-6345.
Chronic pain isn't just physical. It has an emotional dimension too. For many who suffer from chronic pain, enjoying activities that once were a source of satisfaction, connection, or even rest can become difficult. Studies show that those who have chronic pain also report more symptoms of depression and anxiety. If you suffer from chronic pain, you are not alone. The pain management team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here to help. Call us today and ask how we can help you find relief.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Hank Bray.
How are you doing, buddy?
Not bad, man. You learned anything?
Nope.
Last night?
Nope. I learned that you don't rely on what the contract says.
Oh, you went to the wrong school?
I did. So this is what happened. So when you sign a contract for the, you know, through for these schools, it comes through a place called Our School. I had a contract from Potosi High School, and this was back in October of last year.
Okay.
So then they reconfirmed the contract to put more mileage on it, okay, Potosi High School. So I get to Potosi High School, Philip.
I'm sorry.
You know what's coming. Right?
What, did the custodian tell you? Or
yeah, they go, well, there's no games
there's
here.
There's no match, no.
That's in Benton. Wow, so 33 minutes to Benton, but I hope the guys aren't listening. It took me 19 minutes from Potosi to Benton, and that's a whole
wow. Wow.
Now, it's not all my fault. Well, it's my fault. I'll take full responsibility for my... Huh. I followed a young man from Potosi going
doing the same thing.
Going the same thing.
Oh.
And I took some back roads that I never knew existed. Yep.
You were kind of like back in your moonshining days in Arkansas, I bet, weren't you?
No, yeah. The car didn't go that fast back then, though. But I actually made it at 6:02.
Wow, that's good.
So,
time.
Yeah. So, anyway... Got there and kind of got scolded by the other official, and I looked at him and I said, look, after 34 years of this, Phil, this is no lie. I've never, ever been late for a ball game, work, or anything. You know that.
Yeah.
Right. Never. It have destroyed my record after 52 years.
Man, well, it wasn't all your fault.
No, it's just, you know, if you're going to change the game place, please let me know.
Oh, yes.
So, but, you know, that's like signing a contract for, it says Richland High School has, you know, the Hive on it. And then, but the game's in Broadhead.
Mm-hmm. I see.
What's going on?
That's always been a fear of mine, you know, broadcasting too, because, you know, you get somewhere and you're like, what's going on? There's nobody here. That's kind of a bad dream of mine. I've not had that happen. I did have it happen one time where the schools had messed up, and I'm driving to the game and I meet a bus from that school, and I'm thinking, oh, they must have something else going on tonight, and get to the school, and along with the visiting team, we arrive about the same time, and they had gone to the other school.
Oh, wow.
So somebody had to call the bus and have them turn around.
So did they play?
Yeah, we played. It was late. Yep. And then one time many years ago, going with Ray Schrader went with me. We went to do a ball game in Viroqua, and River Valley was there. We met the River Valley bus leaving town. It was just snowing like crazy. And I said, well, it must have got canceled. Just well, turn around. And I just had this, we better go to the school. So we drove to the school. Sure enough, they sent the bus home, and the varsity was going to ride home in a van or
with parents. Are you kidding me?
But, yeah, they played the game.
To get the bus out of it.
Just to get the bus and, you know, the JV players. But we were a little late getting on the air that night. But that's probably the closest I've ever been to. Yeah. You know, last night we moved the game up. We had soccer at Richland Center, and because impending weather, they shortened the JV, which was a good idea, and then got it in. And just as we got it in, that was about, 8:15 when we got off the air, but there was a lot of lightning over in the west.
Hey, I tell you what, on my way home yesterday from Benton, I was coming out of Platteville out of Lancaster. You talk about a lightning display. Boy, it was absolutely amazing, and the lightning was so bright that it would hit my lights on and off on my vehicle.
Really?
Yep. Wow. Like our daylight, you know. Yeah. And it was, but it was, there were some close strikes. It was absolutely gorgeous. But lightning is very pretty. It's a very neat thing to watch. Mm-hmm.
How many times have you been struck?
Six.
Six? Okay. Half dozen.
Anyway, Phil, the most expensive domain name ever sold was cars.com.
Oh.
For an astonishing, now get this, $872.3 million.
Cars.com.
Cars.com.
Well, it's easy to remember, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Oh, boy, here. If you enjoyed this calendar, don't miss out on the next year's edition. Call now to order, Phil.
Oh, okay.
That's the truth.
It's getting late in the year here.
I better have that. I got to have to renew that. So.
Yeah, you probably do.
I'm going to have to renew that. So. Can I get your credit card?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I know how that goes. Charge my credit card stuff. What is this?
Well, I'm just going to tell the story about my wallet.
Yes.
So, you know, we buy stuff online or through the workplace, which you have the credit card.
Things that we can't get locally.
Right. So, unbeknown to me, you know, we use my Amazon account or whatever. Thank you for the points. And so the other day I bought a wallet. And you know this is kind of and I use the company credit card,
right? And I get this reminder. It's like, hey, you didn't itemize what this is. What is this?
That's Henry's wallet.
And wait a minute, I'm like, I don't know. And then of course I think I'm getting scammed or something.
Right.
I don't know what it is,
but it was mine.
But I had to check, and here it was you buying a wallet.
Are you not proud of me for just stepping up and saying?
Oh, you stepped up. You admitted it.
I'm not. Yeah. I feel horrible about it. I really do. Because I don't. It's just one of those things you don't. Too with the company credit. You know, it's a good thing we didn't go to Madison.
Yeah. You right. Know. Oh, well. It'll just come out of your next three paychecks.
I'm going to have to owe him money for the next two checks.
What do you do, Hank?
What do? You just keep moving on.
Yeah, you got it.
I have a wallet I get a dollar.
Yep, exactly. You buy some. There probably wasn't even a concessions in Potosi when you were there last night or anything, you know?
Yeah, that's real funny.
For
Phil.
A little snack. Need a little snack before I go to Benton.
Hey, where's the fish? Oh, he's at the other gym calling it from there. So
sorry.
So the money wasn't even right when I got there. So Jeff Dressler, he's the AD down in Benton. Kenny Thede actually introduced me. Good guy. I mean, good guy. And he goes, hey, I didn't think you'd be here this early. And I said, okay. So I looked at my check, and it was $24 short. He goes, well, let me get the contract. His contract come out, and it had the Potosi on there. It said Potosi with that same mileage. And I said, something's not right, because because mine said it was $22 more. It's like,
oh.
It was just a messed up deal.
Something ain't quite right.
Yeah. Oh. Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho, do you remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Features the first shot of what?
Let me think about it. I'm going to say, well, of course, it's famous for a shower scene, but something in the bath. I'll say toilet.
Yeah, it's the first flushing, Phil.
Yeah.
Read that.
Huh?
So is the shower and did it happen in the same scene, or was it different?
It's been a long time since I've seen that. I don't recall. I know the blood was chocolate sauce.
So really?
It was black and white.
Oh, it's probably come off your refrigerator.
Yeah, it's like syrup in my refrigerator.
Yeah, you know? Or soy sauce underneath your refrigerator.
Black and white, you can't tell.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I know. I don't mean to. So the flushing was the first. That was the first one, right?
Yep, flushing. And I think on a TV show, I want to say Leave It to Beaver might have been the first one that showed a bathroom.
Really?
Yeah. Otherwise, it was kind of taboo. Before that. And the Brady Bunch, they'd show them in the bathroom, but they never showed the toilet.
Mm.
Yeah. They must not have had one.
It's taboo around here.
It was probably, maybe the Brady Bunch had an outdoor privy. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Without question. The Hollywood sign once read Hollywoodland. Did you know that?
Yeah, initially.
Los Angeles Times publisher Harry Chandler built the sign in 1923. It started out as a $21,000 billboard for Chandler's real estate development known as Hollywoodland. The sign was shortened to the one we all know now in 1949.
Ah.
I didn't know that.
Interesting.
Yep.
So the land fell off and it just kept Hollywood.
Yep, just kept Hollywood. And so,
all right.
Anyway, Phil, you can read this one.
Sure. What, is there something you can't say?
There's a couple of them on there.
Persia and China were the first to develop windmills, and they've been around since 2000 BC.
Really?
Oh, that's what it says.
All right, so here's a question for you.
All right.
I had a debate.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, 2000, or let's just go 30 AD.
Okay.
So that's 30 years after death. Is that right?
Hmm.
Or
after domain? AD?
AD.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What does AD mean to you?
Well, I think that's what it means. You're putting me on the spot here.
I don't know. But BC means what? Before Christ?
Christ.
Okay. So the year he was born, does that start AD or BC? Or is BC still going until he dies?
I think that's been debated before when you're figuring out years. I don't know.
Do you see what I'm saying?
You're going to have to Google that or something.
Yeah, Google doesn't know, because Google gave me 10 different answers, and so they're all different.
Inquiring minds want to know, why do you want to know that? Why are you looking
It's
at?
Just something that
curious about.
It's just a thought.
Uh-huh.
You know, does BC, I was always taught BC was, or AD was after death of Christ.
Okay.
And BC was before Christ. But there's 33 years there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a good
one. that's a one to ponder on.
You know,
that could be your homework this weekend.
Yeah. I'm just going to go talk to Ron.
Yeah, he might know.
Well, he might know. I just don't know. You know, I don't know where AD starts.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, and here's another one. We hope you enjoyed this 2023 daily calendar.
Oh, yeah.
I got to order another one, Phil. Hey,
it's only September 20th.
Hey, look here, Phil. Here is what you and I have. Blank pages.
Blank pages. You pay for those?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Oh, well.
Young man, I hope you have a great week. I will see you tonight in Cashton.
Yep, we'll be in Cashton tonight.
Yeah, and I will be there as
watching
well.
Watching the game.
So,
yeah,
not on the air, but.
Should be a good one.
Yeah, but buddy, have a good day. Everybody have a great weekend and be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family.
offering a wide range of full-service options, including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials, they are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Sime Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
This day in history, in 1973, in their so-called Battle of the Sexes, tennis star Billie Jean King defeated Bobby Riggs in straight sets in the Houston Astrodome. Quite the spectacle. 1984, The Cosby Show, starring Bill Cosby, debuted on NBC. And in 1986, Matlock, featuring Andy Griffith, premiered on NBC. Actress Sophia Loren is 90 today on the 20th of September. Birthdays and anniversaries are next, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men's size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Here we go. Birthdays and anniversaries for the day. First of all, from Richland Center Primary School, Logan Bruckner, David Gonzalez, and Jackson Williams all celebrate birthdays today, so happy birthday. Greetings to Brock Mullen, who turns 16 today. Love from Mom and all the family. Have a great day today. Happy birthday on the 20th of September to Dave Hallett, Rhonda Hamilton, and Mary Dobbs. To Logan Bruckner, happy 7th from Mom, Dad, Gabby, Jacob, Snowball, Mooney, and Nico. And happy 7th birthday, Logan, from Grandma, Papa, Uncle Nick, and Carla, Savannah, Caden, Brittany, Ashley, and Parker. Happy birthday to Laura Call, your daughters Rebecca Heisel, Regina Call, and Jacqueline Call. All say happy birthday today, Laura. To David Gonzalez from Park Street Christian Church, Sherry Klingeman from Jared, Ashley, Paige, Shayla, and Brennan. And also, we hope you have a great day. We love you from Dan, Rachel, Kaylee, Kyler, Alex, Tucker, and Ruby. And from husband Rod, have a great day, Sherry. To Cheryl Cupp, from Butch and Mrs. Butch. And Remy Runghalt, happy sixth from Gigi and Brad, Auntie B, Uncle Brock, and Grandma Hattie. Also to Remy Runghalt on her sixth from Great Grandpa and Grandma Gunderson. Happy sixth to Remy Runghalt from Papa Greggy and Elaine. Happy sixth as well from Papa Lyle and Grandma Mary. And happy sixth to Remy Runghalt from Mom, Dad, Berkeley, and Huntley as well. Greetings today to Jan Bradley. It's a plateau birthday, a little older than Remy, and we had a 02 of the 6. Have a great day today to Jan Bradley. This is from Ruth Ann, and from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today, wishes to Roger Bowen, also to Robert Bowen Sr., Skylar Hatch, Brooke Kinney, Kyla Loffenberg, Vicky McCormick, Dave McHenry, Tanya Noth, and happy anniversary, Tim and Patsy Sorge, and Gary and Jasmine Sturdivant. RC Lions today with wishes for Kyla Harlan, Remy Ann Runghalt, to Logan Bruckner and David Hallett, and happy anniversary, Don and Kathy Fitzgibbons. Bloom City Town Crier today salutes Stetson Clary. Have a great day today, Heather Von Pockney, and happy anniversary, Travis and Stephanie Schultz. Happy anniversary, Travis and Stephanie Schultz, from Richland Center Free Methodist Church family. To my lovely wife, Bonnie, it says, a note for us to pass along from Randy Smith, your hubby. Congratulations to the Smiths, and happy anniversary to Mark and Donna Astomborski from Sacred Heart Parish.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
Fire up the grill and enjoy unbeatable deals from the Richland Locker. This week, grab boneless pork chops for just $2.48 per pound. Or boneless pork roast for $2.28 per pound. Looking for flavor? Their marinated pork chops are just $3.48 a pound. From the deli, don't miss Kretschmer medium roast beef at $12.48 per pound. And sliced mild cheddar cheese for only $5.48. Stop by Richland Locker in downtown Richland Center today, where quality meets value.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
All right. We get set for the news coming up in just a little bit from WRCO AD. It's Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of our Lord. Okay. And it's a way of counting years based on the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, according to our Google search. All right, Henry. BC stands for before Christ. AD starts with year one. I don't know why he was wanting to know that, but I don't know. Maybe he's writing his thesis or something. That's probably. anyway, Phil Neopen, you have a great day.
Looking to refresh your home or fix those nagging repairs? Affordable Interior Painting is here to help. They specialize in water damage repair, drywall and plaster repairs, and even spruce up your entry door. With daily cleanup and fully insured service, you'll get professional results with no hassle. Beautify your space with a fresh coat of paint or restore those problem areas today. Call Mark at 608-604-4032. That's 608-604-4032. Affordable Interior Painting, bringing new life to your home. Beautify with color.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 64 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace. Some clouds early, then lots of sun and quite warm with a high of 84. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 55. In Richland Center, after a low of 62, it's 64 degrees.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Election officials in Wisconsin are asking the state's liberal-controlled Supreme Court to decide whether independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name should stay on the presidential ballot without waiting for an appellate ruling. Kennedy suspended his campaign in August and endorsed former President Donald Trump. He's been trying to get his name off ballots in key battleground states like Wisconsin. A Dane County judge ruled Monday that state law mandates candidates must remain on the ballot unless they die. Kennedy has filed an appeal with the Second District Court of Appeals. Attorneys for the Wisconsin Election Commission asked the state Supreme Court Thursday to take the case directly. A closely watched First Amendment rights case in Wisconsin involves a former campus chancellor who was fired after making pornographic videos with his wife. Joe Gow is prepared to argue today for keeping his tenured teaching position, even as he faces removal for unethical behavior. He hopes to convince a personnel committee of the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents to recommend he be allowed to return to teaching. Gow says he and his wife made the porn on their own time and never mentioned UW La Crosse, but his fellow faculty unanimously recommended that he lose his position, which they say he exploited. Governor Tony Evers thinks the UW system's new viewpoint-neutral policy is confusing. At UW-Madison this week, the governor was asked about the policy requiring leaders to maintain viewpoint neutrality whenever referencing any political or social controversy. Evers said the policy would have a chilling effect on him if he were on the UW faculty. Under the new policy, universities of Wisconsin leaders can issue public statements only on matters that directly affect operations and their core mission. It applies to positions from president down to department chairs. The 93rd annual Viola Horse and Colt Show will be held tonight and tomorrow in Viola. A wide variety of events will take place with the help of great volunteers. Jory Campbell is the president of the Viola Horse and Colt Show.
Honestly, it takes a village, literally, and everybody that's involved in the horticulture was all volunteers. We're constantly looking for volunteers because we never seem to have enough. If you're interested or you have some ideas, by all means, please come join us. If you're interested, reach out to us. We're on Facebook, Viola Horse and Colt Show. You can email us at theviolahorseandcultshow@gmail.com. Otherwise, Premium Books have all of our contact information in it as well.
The event gets underway tonight at 6 with the downtown ticket booth and food stands opening. Also starting at 6 will be Mr. Ed's Midway Rides, Wristband Night, and the four-wheel drive truck and tractor pulls. Also during the event, there will be plenty of displays to enjoy. Ashley Baker is vice president of the event.
livestock and households and boys and girls exhibits, which also includes quite an array of different items such as photography and baked goods and quilting and sewing and artwork and things like that.
Judging of boys and girls and household exhibits at the community center will take place at 7. Live music with Blue Collar 40 will round out the evening at the polling grounds after the polls. General admission is free and no carry-ins are allowed at the 93rd annual Viola Horse and Colt Show tonight and tomorrow in Viola. The 20th annual Driftless Area Art Festival will be held Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 4 at Buford T. Anderson Park in Soldiers Grove. The Driftless Area Art Festival is a juried show attracting artists of all kinds, all of them from somewhere within the Driftless area. This year's event will have displays from 80 artists. Admission and parking are free, along with free live music and children's activities. There will also be up to 10 food vendors at this year's event. Saturday's music performances include Camilla Wydad, Pacholi, and Jason Helder. Sunday's schedule includes Big Blue Sky, River Swigum, and Marquis Morel. For details on times, go online to driftlessareaartfestival.com/performing-arts.html. Saturday, Tammy Baldwin and Governor Josh Shapiro will host a meet and greet with Richland County supporters. Afterward, they'll travel to the Iowa and Lafayette County picnic. At both events, they will talk about the stakes of the upcoming election and the issues most important to voters this fall. They will also highlight their shared commitment to focusing on the priorities of all Americans and winning votes in all communities. Both Richland and Lafayette counties epitomize the split-ticket nature of Wisconsin elections, showing Wisconsinites don't just vote along party lines, they vote for who they believe in. Richland County voted for President Trump by 5.5 percentage points in 2016, for Tammy by 14.6 points in 2018, and again for President Trump by 9.7 points in 2020. Lafayette County voted for President Trump by 9 percentage points in 2016, for Tammy by 10.6 points in 2018, and again for President Trump by 13.7 points in 2020. The meet and greet with Richland County supporters will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland County Democrat headquarters in Richland Center. The picnic with Iowa and Lafayette County supporters will be held at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon. The first thing visitors to the area notice, the Driftless region is a beautiful place in every season. The 8th annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living, will be held. The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of Northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. Lisa Butnow is a co-organizer of the event.
8 years ago, I had some folks come into the restaurant and they sat down and they said, we should do a tour. It was Bob Toby from Toby's Plumbing and I called up Dorothy, I called up Car Valley Cheese, I called up a few others, like Narrows Creek Winery, and boom, we had a tour. And 8 years later, we're getting bigger and bigger every year. And this year, we have 19 venues rolling out the red carpet so people could come out and check what happens out in the country. See where your food lives.
The tour is held over 2 weekends, this and next, with various participants and various hours. Dorothy Harms is another co-organizer of the event.
Most of the venues are open from 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. I know there's a few that have special hours that are listed on our event guide. I know, for example, Wilkinson Farms is open from 9 to 6. I think Car Valley Cheese is only from 8 to 4 or 10 to 3 on Sundays. I mean, normally Car Valley isn't open on Sundays, so they're open especially for this event on Sundays during both weekends. So that's kind of the time frame that you can be out and about.
The tour, which is free of charge, will take you to local food and art producers, provide a glimpse at the changing face of rural America, and find hidden gems. You're also encouraged to bring a cooler to hold all your farm fresh purchases, and be sure to dress for the weather. The tour will happen rain or shine. 19 vendors are participating this year, which includes 6 new ones. There will also be a giveaway if you go to at least 10 of them. The 8th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is this Saturday and Sunday, and next Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 4 all days. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Today is Friday, September 20th. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91 of Platteville, died September 12th at home. Funeral services will be held at noon today at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory this morning from 10 until the time of service at noon. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91 of Platteville. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30 of Richland Center, died August 31st at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Community Hall this afternoon from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30 of Richland Center. Adam R. Tackett, 45 of Richland Center, died July 30th at UW Health University Hospital in Madison from pancreatic cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until noon. Memorials may be made to grace in Richland Center. Adam R. Tackett, 45 of Richland Center. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81 of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village from complications related to frontal lobe dementia. A memorial mass will be held Saturday, September 28th at 11:30 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Saturday, September 28th from 9 until 11:15 before departing to the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to be donated to Alzheimer's, Pine Valley Community Village, and a grace. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81 of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Corey Blank and Dakota Noble had a daughter, Ryan Mamie.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce will host its final night market of the season tonight from 4:30 to 8:30 at the Richland Center Depot. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. Looking for a high today of 84, it's 64 degrees at 8 o'clock.